that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. A kid walks into the bar. That's the title of an original comedy performing this weekend at Chico's Blue Room Theater. Today we talk with the writer-director, Craig Blamer, and with members of the cast from this play that takes an insider's look at the goings-on inside a Chico bar.
If I were a painter, I would paint my reverie.
And we'll talk with Cameron Kelly, the new director of the Chico Art Center, to hear about her vision of the future for the CAC, one of the area's leading venues for visual arts. We'll also hear from another CAC representative, who'll tell how you can sign up for an upcoming bus trip sponsored by the center, a trip to visit the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Tonight and tomorrow, you can catch the final concerts in the Trinity Alps Chamber Music Festival 2016, featuring works by Prokofiev and Dvorak. Tonight's concert is in Weaverville at the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center, starting at 7. Tomorrow, the concert moves to Reading and the Pilgrim Congregational Church, where the music starts at 7. Tomorrow, the Orland Art Center closes its 7th annual group show. This exhibit features artists from all over the North State. Tomorrow's gallery hours, 1 to 6. Tonight, in Chico's downtown plaza, the alt-rock sounds of the Quasimofos. The Mofos rock Chico old-school style, starting 3 hours from now at 6 o'clock. Tonight, Chico Theater Company opens its production Little Shop of Horrors, the world's only musical about a giant bloodthirsty plant. This campy comical horror production plays tonight and tomorrow, starting at 7:30. Tomorrow morning, the Chico Arts and Cultural Foundation will conduct its final free tour of the city's downtown public arts projects. Start your tour at 10 a.m. next to the Our Hands sculpture in front of City Hall. Your walk wraps up about 11 at the downtown plaza. There is only one more week of the Chico Art Center's national all-media juried exhibition, featuring over 150 examples of visual art from all over the country. The galleries open now through Friday, noon to 4 each day. Tomorrow, 1078 Gallery in Chico closes its exhibition, Flim Flam, displaying works by Jessica Eastburn. Gallery hours are 12:30 to 5:30. There's a special event in Paradise tomorrow evening, the Concours de la Chapelle, a benefit for Northern California Ballet. It's a classical European car show, but with a variety of music, visual art, elegant food, plus wine and spirits. For more information and tickets, go to concourschapelle.com. That's concourschapelle.com. The Birdcage Theater in Oroville presents the Shakespeare classic Romeo and Juliet. It's the final weekend in Oroville to see the Bard's tragic love story. Curtain rises tonight and tomorrow at 7 and Sunday at 1:30. In Grass Valley tonight, on the off-center stage, part of the Center for the Arts, a comedy troupe that calls itself Tomorrow the World. This quartet of comedians presents America, a Comedy, a themed evening of sketches to plunge you through the history of our nation. This historical, hysterical show starts at 8 o'clock tonight. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. According to the great Russian novelist Leo Tolstoy, art is a microscope which the artist fixes on the secrets of his soul and shows to people these secrets which are common to all.
Taking shots in here. You want one?
I'm at the Blue Room Theater in Chico, and I'm going to be talking to some people from the production that's going on only this weekend. And I'm going to be talking first to the writer-director, Craig Blamer. Hi, Craig.
Hello.
What's the idea of this show?
Well, it's basically a day in the life of a fictional bar in Chico about the ins and outs of the staff and the regulars.
What would you say is the flavor of the show? Is it kind of like sketch comedy or comedy drama or satire?
It's more sketch comedy, feature-length sketch comedy, I guess you could call it. It's essentially a sitcom. A Chico-based sitcom is what my goal was when I was writing it.
A kid walks into a bar. So who's the kid?
The kid is called Wendy, and she ends up walking into a bar to escape from a downtown creeper and ends up being drafted into being a bartender at a friendly neighborhood dive. I used to be a local barfly, to be blunt about it, and I put in about 20 years, and it's sort of my observations about the bar scene from the late 80s to the mid-aughts. It's about the daily tick, 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 tick of the clock in the bar.
Have you found that you're adjusting the script now that you have cast members actually playing the parts?
No. I've got a really, really good ensemble cast, and they're people I really like working with because they're really intuitive. They see what I wrote, and they've worked with me enough where they know what I mean. So it's like I really don't have to direct. All I am is a shepherd to let them go off on what I wrote.
So you're usually known, Craig, as the late night guy, you know, kind of the more wild and loose late night shows that start at 10:30. But this one starts at the regular time, as most plays at the Blue Room. It's at 7:30 tonight and 7:30 tomorrow night. And then Sunday, it's not a matinee. It's actually another evening performance.
Yes, the Sunday one, a lot of people don't think that people will show up on Sunday, but I wanted to have a special Sunday performance for the service industry because a lot of them work on Fridays and Saturdays and even Thursdays.
You mean like waiters and bartenders, that kind of people?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I'm doing a show about bartenders, I'd like the bartenders to show up to see it.
We've been talking with Craig Blamer, the writer and director of A Kid Walks Into a Bar, which is going on this weekend only at the Blue Room Theater in Chico. Now we're talking with Suzanne Papini. Describe your character.
My character is named Spitz with a Z, and she is the lead singer of a metal band, so she's pretty in your face. She's certainly not scared of confrontation. But she's really fun. She's pretty flirty and sassy, and she's a fun character.
Is it fun for you to be in a play that's kind of based on Chico bar nightlife?
Oh, I love it. And I especially like that I get to badmouth my favorite bar in Chico. So that's pretty fun. It's a very accurate portrayal of what goes on in the bar scenes, that's for sure.
Do you think that audiences, especially people who have been out on the bar scene in Chico, will appreciate this particularly?
Very much so, yeah. There's a bar in particular that I think will relate the most. The patrons will relate the most, but yeah, everyone in Chico will like it.
You've been in a lot of different kinds of plays at the Blue Room and other places. How is being in this show different from other shows that you've been in?
I think that it's different because it doesn't feel quite as fantasy. It feels pretty realistic. My real personality isn't exactly like the character, but it's relatable enough and it's kind of fun to be able to kind of live out a really normal scene as a different person.
We've been talking with Suzanne Papini, one of the actors from A Kid Walks Into a Bar. And now we're talking with Annie Fisher. I understand that your character, Tink, used to work at the bar but doesn't now.
She's just one of those characters that has become such an integral part of the bar that she doesn't need to actually work there to still exist there on a regular basis.
Your writer-director, Craig, he tells me that you're kind of the voice of reason.
She kind of just sees everything that's going on and has been around and has experienced it all herself and is able to help train the new girl who's very green to the whole bar world.
Would you say that you're kind of the straight man in this show and there's wild characters, or are you more of a wild character yourself?
I think Tink definitely has her own wild side. I think she's kind of more subdued, I guess, to a point in her years of experience, but has some kick to her at the same time.
Annie Fisher, one of the actors in A Kid Walks Into a Bar. And now we have Stephanie Diddy, who plays, well, the title character, the kid who walks into the bar. What's your character's name, Stephanie?
Wendy.
And tell me about Wendy's situation.
She's getting creeped out by a guy on the street and stumbles into a bar and manages to get a job.
Has she ever worked in a bar before or been in a bar much before?
No. She's very naive. It's kind of like a coming-of-age story.
So, Stephanie, describe your take on the actual bar scene here in Chico and how this play reflects it.
I think it's fairly accurate, just a little exaggerated of random barflies that you'll see around town, and the bartenders, too.
Your writer-director, Craig, tells me that this is kind of like sketch comedy, so what's it like playing that looser sketch-type comedy on stage?
This one's really fun because I know everyone really well. Like, we all know each other really well, so we play off each other a lot, and it's just very good energy, so it's a lot of fun.
We've been talking with Stephanie Diddy, the lead character in A Kid Walks Into a Bar.
If I were a painter, I would paint my reverie. If that's the only way for you to be with me, we'd be there together, just like we used to be. Underneath the swirling skies for all to see, and I'm dreaming of a place where I could see your face, and I think my brush would take me there, but only if I were a painter and could paint. Inside the swirling skies to be with you. could paint a memory, I'd climb inside the swirling skies to be with you. I'd climb inside the skies to be with you.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm at the Chico Art Center, which means from time to time you're going to hear a train go by. And I'm speaking with three women who are very instrumental in making this center run. I'll introduce them as they speak. The first will be Cameron Kelly, who is the new director of the Chico Arts Center.
I'm really happy to be now looking forward to planning 2017's schedule of exhibitions. I'm also really excited to be receiving proposals. So anyone out there that would like to send me an art proposal, let me know. Stretch your imagination, stretch your own art practice. Think about how the Chico Art Center Gallery can serve you. Please come by and check out the space. I am absolutely enamored by this center, it being a historical site for trains, and also the capacity for learning that this building itself has. The members of the Chico Art Center were so smart to purchase this building and maximize its potential by having Great Northern Coffee as a train car next door, multiple classrooms, a gift shop, and an art gallery. All of that works together to create a synergy that is really exciting.
Well, the great thing about you and about the center is that there's no snobby attitudes. It's a kind of anything goes, and let us foster your creativity and let us bring in the community. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Chico community.
Many long-standing Chico members might remember me way back when I was an intern for James Snydel. That has been such a long-standing and fruitful relationship. So some people still remember me as an intern there, and I still work for Jimmy, helping him with art appraisals and exhibitions. I have a long-standing commitment and deep relationship to Chico as a place for generative ideas and fostering arts and arts communications. Since then, I have returned as an instructor for sculpture and 3D design and professional art practices at Chico State, as well as Butte College in the last few years. I try to stay as active as possible, and I really enjoy it. I get so much out of it. Living here now in Chico after a long stint in the Bay Area has been a great way to give back to my mentors.
I'm going to be speaking now to Jana Lawton. As I'm looking out the window here, I'm seeing the train car. It is now a coffee shop, and Jana was very involved with that.
It took us 4 years to renovate the rail car, but now we think it's a really fun place to come and have a cup of coffee with friends, hop over to the art center and see a show or take a class. Even though it was kind of a long haul, it's nice to have it part of the art center.
How about this art campaign? It sounds like a battle that's going to take place, but for very good cause. Tell us about that.
One of the things that we thought we needed to do is to reacquaint the community with what the Chico Arts Center has to offer. So we're coming up with a weekend called All About Art. It's on Friday, September 16th and Saturday, September 17th. And on those 2 days, we're just going to have a bonanza of art activities that gives just a little tiny view into what we do year-round. So there'll be artist lectures. We're going to have art movie with popcorn and traditional movie treats. We're going to have meet the teachers. So if you have any desire to think about taking an art class or for one of your children, you get to meet the teachers, see what their work is like. There'll be some demonstrations. You can find out what you'll learn. They can give you a little prospectus, what supplies you might need. There'll be hands-on art activities. So we encourage everyone to come sometime on those 2 days and really see what the Art Center is up to.
Jana, I'd like you to say something about this wonderful 60th anniversary that is coming up in September.
We're kicking off a campaign we call 60 for 60 as part of the Annie B's Community Drive. It just so happens that it is our 60th anniversary campaign is going to celebrate that. We hope it'll be a way to reintroduce people to the Arts Center and really what it has done over the years for the arts community.
I'm going to turn now to Aaron Wells, who is a very committed and longtime volunteer at the center. She's going to talk about a very exciting bus trip.
I'm really excited about the bus trip because how many times do we get a chance to go to San Francisco to the Museum of Modern Art and not drive or worry about parking? And it's a great little fundraiser for the Art Center, a super way for interested members of the community to get together and have a wonderful Saturday out. It will be in September on the 24th. It's an all-day event. But you're going to have one wonderful day at the Museum of Modern Art.
You're also very excited about a show of small works that's coming up.
Small World, Small Works is a show of 12-inch canvases. It's open to the whole community. Everybody can be in this show. You can be 12, you can be 25, you can be 93. Paint something, stick something on the canvas with glue. Do it and join the fun.
I think it's fascinating to consider how shows are hung. There's a big difference hanging works that are all the same size and all small, and your all-media show.
I really enjoy this part of curating because not only do you get to look at the individual work, but you get to think about the space around the work and the way each work relates to each other in the gallery environment. The challenge of National All Media Juried Exhibition is to lay out and design the exhibition in a way that has flow and makes sense when all of the work, really, there's no premise. Everything made from any kind of material. So that really gives us a huge variety, especially since this work is coming from all over the U.S. I'm currently hanging the All Media Juried Exhibition work from across America. I'm really enjoying playing with the scale of each work and building that visual relationship between each individual work. With the Small World, Small Works exhibition, the work is all the same size, 12 by 12 inch canvases. The only difference is that each canvas is made by a different person with different sensibilities, different color palettes, different materials. So in terms of designing the exhibition, the challenge is very different. I really enjoy the way the work changes the space, meaning the gallery space. Every time you come into an exhibition, whether it's the same gallery, it's a different feeling, depending on the work. That is the transformative power of art. It's our job as curators and exhibition designers to really honor that power. How does it hang on the wall? How does the light reflect the work or absorb in the material? Where are the wall labels placed? Does that help us understand the work more? Does the title offer a context? Usually it does.
Aaron, we were talking a bit about how community-oriented this Small Works show is. And it's marvelous that Chico Arts Center has the contrast between national exhibitions and works that are so friendly to the community.
You're right. The Chico Arts Center is all about the community. We are actually the community. And I love the Small World show just for that reason. I love it because we've had artists as young as six. And we have had some pretty senior citizens as well, and they're always very interesting. Sometimes, believe it or not, the six-year-old art is amazing and sells quite well, which is really interesting.
Well, it's a very democratic show, and all canvases are equal in it, at least size-wise. Can you give us a rundown on location and the dates of the bus trip and perhaps a deadline?
The bus trip is going to be on September 24th, which is a Saturday. You will park at the Trader Joe's parking lot at 7 o'clock in the morning and catch your bus there. You need to make your reservations by September 1st, and you can make your reservations online at chicoartcenter.com, or you can come in and pay and make your reservations at the front desk. The Art Center is open every single day of the week, 12 to 4.
We know it's by the train station, but just about where? Give us an exact location.
We're at 450 Orange Street.
Well, thank you all very much.
If I were a painter, I would paint my reverie. If that's the only way for you to be with me, we'd be there together, just like we used to be. Underneath the swirling skies for all to see. And I'm dreaming of a place where I could see your face. And I think my brush would take me there, but only if I were a painter and could paint a memory. Climb inside the swirling skies to be.
That's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. And if you ever miss this show in its original broadcast, anytime after 3:30 Friday, you can hear it online at mynspr.org. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.
And I'm dreaming of a place where I could see your face. And I think my brush would take me there, but only if I were a painter and could paint a memory. I'd climb inside the swirling skies to be with you. I'd climb inside the skies to be with you.